Day program with Jennifer Horne. Heather, you've been pretty quiet this morning. What's the story?
Well, I'm just reading all kinds of very interesting things.
Well, why don't you, after you read them, contribute some of that information to the people who are listening?
Yeah, selfish. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, right now,
keeping all this stuff to yourself.
I know. I'm just really kind of inside myself right now. And there's things going on from tattoos.
That's a good place to be.
From where?
From tattoos.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm like all over tattoos in different places.
Why?
And I'm going to tell you about it next hour, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think I am.
It's a teaser for next hour.
Mm-hmm,
meanwhile, Roberta, you'll be pleased to know that we have a special storyline here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program is basically a focus on the Olympics and the medals from the countries we don't like.
Yeah.
For example, China.
Who is we? Who are we?
We are generally speaking,
America.
What countries do you root against?
Root against China, North Korea,
Russia,
and Iran,
France.
Does Iran even have any?
Iran has 8 medals.
Yeah, they do.
4 gold medals.
One in like blowing things up. Another one.
This North Koreans, we don't like them. They have 5 medals.
You guys talked about the story where the losers have to go to labor camps in North Korea.
Right.
That was Iraq. If you lost, they would kill you. I mean, there was no losing. Oh, yeah.
Iraq or Iran?
Yeah.
In Iraq.
You better make sure you don't go back. This is what encourages defection.
Yeah.
Like the Cameroonians?
The Cameroonians,
Is that what you call people from Cameroon?
Yes.
Cameroonians?
8 of them are missing.
Isn't that like shrimp?
They're missing. They're looking for asylum in Britain.
Yeah, they took off. Right. They said, let's make it to the
Olympics.
No,
they're missing. They're missing from the Olympics. Right. Yeah, of course, right. If you lived in Cameroon, you'd be missing too. Or you'd want to be missing. And that's always the danger that especially the countries like China, the countries that don't want to lose. Maybe not so much China anymore, but it used to be the case when, especially any of the communist countries, when they used to be with China, they would watch the members of their team like hawks. They had guards on them all the time, and when if the opportunity presented itself, most of the Olympic every 4 years, most of the Olympic opportunities, these people that were lucky enough to get on the team, man, they'd be looking for whatever way they could to get out. Their countries.
Yeah.
It was a big thing when I was younger. Oh, people were killed. You know, they were captured and brought back to their various countries and killed. Yes.
You ran too slow. Bang.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, yes.
Right. Anyway.
I was shocked. Yeah. Reading Sports Illustrated before we went into Iraq, they were talking about Uday and Kusay. That was the sons' names, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and how they would train, quote unquote, train their Olympic team. Yeah. They would lock the volleyball players, and they were typically tall. They'd lock them up into like small rooms so that they couldn't stand up straight as punishment.
Yeah.
They would beat, if you were a track star and you lost, like your first chance was they would beat your feet until your foot broke, and then if you couldn't perform, and then they would kill you. If you kept losing, right, even with the broken feet.
Do you remember the stories that I told when I came back from? Remember when I went to Iraq? I stayed in Uday's bedroom at the palace. That was where I was camped out for the 3 or 4 or 5. How many nights was that? I think I was there for 4 nights.
I'd be so freaked out. I don't know.
I was really. But the stories that we were told about what these two guys were all about. It wasn't Saddam. It was Saddam, we all knew. What his color was.
Saddam looked like a kitty cat compared to these.
Right. Uday, Uday was the worst of the two. I remember somebody, I met a farmer who told me the story of where there was a protest because the farmers weren't getting enough to survive. It wasn't a communist state, but it really was because the family controlled everything. And so whatever you got paid for farming crops or whatever it was you were doing was what the family wanted you to, one of the Hussein bunch would say, okay, this is what you get paid. If you don't like it, they'd shoot you. So there were a group of farmers who organized a protest, and instead of killing them the conventional way, they brought in from all parts of Iraq into the main stadium all the farmers. And they put 4 farm families, they hung them upside down and dropped them into a vat of acid.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
That's what these two guys were capable of. That's what they did. That's,
you know, it just,
that's the kind of...
It amazes me,
subhuman.
The barbaric things that still exist today that I think we often, as Americans, don't really acknowledge that they're really... Like, for instance, there's this movie, The Stoning of Soraya M.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, where's the news media in all this? If it wasn't for Twitter and the social media, you'd know nothing about any of these things.
Well,
because the news media is so corrupt and absent.
But ironically, that movie, we have a journalist to thank for. It was because of a journalist who was traveling. His car broke down. He stumbled upon this woman who kind of saw who he was, brought her, and this is said, in, it was, I think, in Iran, brought him in secretly and told him this whole story of this atrocity that had happened in her village, and he is the one who reported it back to the world. Yeah, so
there's
a good part of journalistic.
Okay, and there are those who do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there a big treatise on the movie Farmageddon? Why doesn't everybody know about that movie?
If they don't, they
Nobody's
should.
Nobody's seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Roberta, have you seen it?
No, I haven't. No.
Richie?
I haven't seen Farmageddon, but I've seen a couple of the other ones like it.
Well, there's nothing
Silver
like this.
Silver Farms is great, but Farmageddon,
And the reason it hasn't gotten to any popular status, why did Blair Witch Project, which was a
ridiculous
movie that was done pretty much the same as Farmageddon, on a budget of $30,000, $40,000, become this unbelievable, fantastic success story?
Because they had amazing marketing behind it.
Okay.
Amazing.
So then the marketing needs to be done on this. It's the same sort of thing. There are any number of examples you can come up with. The book that's out now, and I forget what the title of it is, which embarrasses me a little bit, about Obama. It's number one on the Times bestseller list. If you look at New York Times book list, the bestseller list, it's number one, has been for several months, and yet there isn't one major review by a major book reviewer in captivity anyplace. But yet this thing has made it, and, you know, the problem, the sad thing about it is the right-wingers got a hold of it, and they've made it a cause célèbre. But it isn't really, it isn't a right-wing book. It is a story that has been well-researched by some people who are, I guess, quasi-journalists. And it is very harmful, shall we say, to the Obama re-election campaign. But it doesn't get any no press, no publicity, except in the inner circle, and that takes away. You see, you wonder which comes first here, the chicken or the egg. Is it because it has no credibility that the news media won't pay attention to it, or is the news media not paying any attention to it the cause of it not having any credibility? Does that make any sense? Does that statement make sense?
Yes.
And what is, how do you get to the bottom of that?
Oh, are you talking about the amateur?
Yes, that's
the
it.
The amateur.
Right, that's
it's
what it's called.
Anti-Obama.
Very anti-Obama, But yet, it doesn't get any play. Why shouldn't it get some play? It's gotten a lot of play from the real right-wing hosts, and so that taints it there. Whereas if it got some kind of normal, I say normal, I'd probably put that in quotation marks, but some kind of regular review from the regular book reviewers, you'd think the New York Times, if it's number one on its list, would have a book reviewer look at it and give it a review. Up or down would make a difference. Just give it a review. Tell everybody it stinks. But they don't even do that. So they call themselves
the commander-in-chief, though. I mean, I'd be a little nervous about giving...
Why? Well, that right there says it all, doesn't it? We're afraid, so we won't do it.
Fear-based.
Yeah. Great. That's a great way to win an election. And that's basically, by the way, if you look at the advertising on both sides, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's all... This is the worst... Every time we have these elections, we say, oh, it can't get any worse than this. And yet the crap, and I use that not even advisedly, that you see being spewed by these two campaigns and by the PACs that are just throwing lies on top of lies on top of lies, and taking things completely out of context, and people seeing this, and, oh, yeah, you see what that guy did? You see what that does? And that's what you're confronted with. And it's so bad. You look at the, what are there, about six swing states, Richie, I think? Six or seven states that'll declare. I mean, the rest of us might as well stay home.
The only ones, everybody.
Stay home.
Yeah.
They're going to, they're bonanza. I told you last week in Ohio, the television and radio business there got the largesse of, I think it was Romney, wasn't it? Wasn't Obama? No, was it Obama?
It was Obama.
Obama. $40 million spent in a week on television and radio advertising in Ohio. Because Ohio's a swing state.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, this is so corruptive. And yet, what's the real story? You don't even know what the real story is. You don't even know who the real Obama is. You don't even know who the real Romney is. You don't know anything.
Uh-oh, shadow government, you think?
Well.
Is that what you're saying?
There's that.
They just post the good-looking guy up there that everybody accepts. And
yeah.
Then
puppet.
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 Where is the, remember the old days of the conspiratorialists, the Bilderbergers and the trilateralists and the Council on Foreign Relations? They're the ones who are really running the country. So then how is it? Oh, by the way, this is back to, I counted this morning during the countdown. I have to count every day during the countdown.
Counting
something else.
Really?
That's a program I do before Good Day.
Seems to fit.
The hot hits in talk radio. And I counted these states that were in question to try to get 270, because you need 270 electoral votes to win.
Right.
You can't get 270 for either one of them. Or you can get 270 for both of them. In other words, there's a real possibility this could be a tie. And you remember what happened in 2000?
That was great, wasn't it?
Goes to the Supreme Court.
No one knew what to do. I know, no one knew what to do.
Yeah.
Look, see where more money is.
Well, but is that the reason that we get rid of the Electoral College? Another, you know, serious problem that we don't seem to deal with. Nobody's dealing with the serious problems.
You know how we handle our problems?
How's that, Richie?
Guitar Center.
Really? Okay, well, let's go to Guitar Center, right?
All right.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala Soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Really, Richie, you want me to tell everybody what time it is?
That'd be nice.
Can I do it? Can I do it?
Go ahead, sure. Jennifer.
It's 21 past on Good Day.
This is pretty good.
How was that?
I like it.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. and these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Hey, the song's about you.
To whom are you referring?
I didn't say who. I think it's all of us, actually.
Birthday time on Good Day. It's Wednesday, the 8th Don't of August. And Keith Carradine's birthday is today. Born in the state in 1949, so he's 63. He was in The Long Riders, Kung Fu, The Will Rogers Follies. And this song came from the movie Nashville. And he basically struck a chord, if you'll pardon the pun, with the viewers and listeners, and he started a recording career.
Yes.
A couple of, this is one he's done best with. Yeah, much else. But he's one of the famous Carradine brothers. I think there were, three of them?
Yeah.
The old man
Keith
was
David.
Keith, David, and John, wasn't it? John was the father, though.
I can't remember.
Who's the third Carradine? 800-510-8255. Next up, Chris Foreman, who's the guitarist for Madness, born in the state 1956. The Prince, don't quote me on that. Our House, My Girl, Baggy Trousers. A lot of things that these this group has done. I don't remember.
This is the big hit.
This was great.
This is a massive hit.
Yeah.
Fun video, too.
All right. Barry Wilcox, who is John on Chips, is 65 today, in case you're interested. Let's see here. Dennis Drew. This is Dennis Drew?
Yes.
These are the Maniacs.
This is Dennis Drew.
10,000 Maniacs.
Yes.
He's the keyboardist with 10,000 Maniacs. Dennis Drew is 51 today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, Deborah Norville's birthday. So I always liked her. Born in the state 1958. Decided that she wanted to go the independent route. Dave Evans.
Better known as?
The Edge.
Yes.
Guitarist for U2. Even better than the real thing.
I will follow. Bono's real name is?
Bono's Fred Chassis.
That's Paul something or other.
Really?
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah, close.
Good job. All right. You're welcome. Ricky Rocket, drummer for Poison.
Not his real name.
Love that.
Oh, you don't think so? Why do you think that's not his real name?
Come on.
What's the matter with you? 51 today. Don't get bad at nothing but a good time. Scott Stapp is the singer with Creed. I don't like these groups, these smoky sounding
Creed
groups.
Creed is great. Creed's like a religious group now.
Love Creed.
Well, you can love them all you like. I don't like them.
They don't smoke them.
They remind me too much of Michael McDonald. It makes me puke.
Totally doesn't like Michael McDonald.
That's just what I was thinking. Michael McDonald all over.
J.C. Chazes, is that how you pronounce it?
Chazes. This makes me feel better already.
In sync.
Jen, if you're happy now.
Bye-bye.
Wait till you hear the next one.
Next one is Drew Lachey. How is he related to Nick Lachey?
He's a brother.
Is he?
He's not as exciting as J.C. Chasse.
From 98 Degrees.
You know, I think one of the Lachey brothers is on the show that, what's his face, got bounced off
Burn of. Stars Just Stripes. That's Nick Lachey. That's the buff one. Drew is going back on Dancing with the Stars. He almost won the season he was on, came in second. Now he'll be back this season for the All-Star cast.
Jen Lachey.
Something to be proud of, right?
Bono's real name.
At the beginning of my, yes, Roberta, what is it? Paul.
It would be Heather, thank you. And that is Paul David Hewson.
Advice today from Doug. Choose your life's mate carefully. From this one decision, you will come around to understanding that 90% of all your happiness or your misery comes from how you have and who you have chosen as a mate. Advice from your Uncle Dougie at 28 after on Good Day.
That is who yours is.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ To Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Mic or instrument cables, buy one for $15, get two free. Plus, score closeout pricing on Fender G-Deck amplifiers, only $149. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Past there. Where did that come from? 53 after? I don't think so. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a certified, a board certified. I always like that. When somebody says, this is the official weather station, or this is the official, this is the official. Official according to whom? With Jack,
well,
I guess you know he's got a plaque.
You're the official voice of the morning.
I am the official voice of the morning. That's true. All right. So you can be the official person who's the best nuka chiropractor I know. Officially certified by the board, et cetera, et cetera. So, Jackson, Salt Lake City, I'm told by my spies there that it's hot, but dry. And
well, it's supposed to get up to 100 today.
Lovely. All right. Yeah. But it doesn't get, it's not really, it's hot, but it's not humid. It's not heavy.
Oh, yeah, the humidity might be 15-18% at most.
Yeah. So you don't have any of that stuff there.
No.
So Jack is here to talk medicine or health, well-being. We always touch on a lot of things that are aimed at helping you live better. And so I wanted to get a handle on alcohol. I don't think I've ever asked anybody this question before. What is, with this gunman who shot up the temple in Wisconsin, supposedly abused alcohol. What does alcohol do to your brain, to your systems? What is it about the content? I mean, I always wonder, who was the first guy that picked up something on the ground and decided to smoke it? Well, who's the first guy that created a mash and decided to drink it? I mean, you wonder. don't you sometimes wonder? Who was it that first figured out that you could squeeze various plants together and come up with something that had content in it that would make you crazy? Silly, stupid, out of control? You know, what is there about this stuff?
The fermentation of beverages and the fermentation of foods in general goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years because they found out that's how you preserve things. Mm-hmm. By fermenting it. And as they would experiment with different kinds of fermentation using different kinds of yeast that they discovered, there's nutritional yeast, there's baker's yeast, there's brewer's yeast, which they use for the fermentation of alcohol, because yeast produces different things. Like baker's yeast that you mix with flour and water and sugar for bread, its byproduct is carbon dioxide and a touch of alcohol. But brewer's yeast, the main byproduct of what that yeast does in the fermentation process is to produce ethanol. And so they discovered this stuff thousands of years ago, and there have been people perfecting barley drinks and grape drinks and other kinds of fermented beverages that they have around in different parts of the world. You know, using the guave plant in Central America to make tequila. I mean, this stuff has been around for thousands of years. Now, as far as what alcohol does, alcohols or ethanol is a rather small molecule. And as a result, it crosses every barrier that the human body has, especially the brain. And I remember in my neuroanatomy class back in school, the professor who was teaching that class, who was a teetotaler himself, was always down on alcohol all the time. So there was no excuse for it whatsoever, because he says one ounce of ethanol, which, you know, in a two jigger drink of 40% alcohol, you're going to get almost an ounce, will kill up to 10,000 Purkinje cells in the brain per drink.
Yep.
And the Purkinje cell is the giant cell in the human cortex of the brain where most of our brain function occurs. They can have up to 100,000 connections with other cells in the brain. Now, I don't know if he was just saying that to scare the kids or what, because half the kids showed up drunk all the time anyway in class, you know, after a long weekend bash.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, then you see the reports of the benefits of red wine and other things.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to you have these things that say, okay, one hand says, nope, bad. Other hand says, yep, good. So how do you know what I can't see anything good for the most part that comes out of overindulging. Maybe you got a little.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem, because in some fermented drinks, there are a tremendous amount of enzymes and vitamins and minerals that actually are beneficial to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a little bit of this or a little bit of that really is not going to hurt you at all. The problem is most people can't leave it at a little bit. There are certain German beers and mead drinks that go back in the British Isles, you know, to the time of King Alfred, and that they're almost syrupy because they have so much food value to them. You know, out here when I'm dealing with newborn babies and the mothers who want to nurse but can't produce milk, I always tell them, if you'll drink one drink a day of the really thick syrupy German beer, it'll turn you into a milk factory.
Really?
And that hardly ever fails because of the rich trace minerals and vitamins that are present in that drink that they're not getting in their normal diet.
Wow. There's some food for thought, pardon the pun. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. We're discussing food. Well, actually, we're discussing alcohol, but other things that are considered food for your body. Are they food for your brain? Is it all good for you? Jack has got a great website, jackstockwell.com. We continue with Dr. Jack in a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
How many American soldiers have received the Purple Heart Award? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Since World War II, 1.7 million American soldiers have been awarded the Purple Heart, including almost 1 million during World War II and 200,000 during the Vietnam War. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans from the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
18 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang, the focus on your health, things that are going on, the flu shot season. I was driving by, I don't know, Walgreens or one of them. Flu shots, get your flu shots here. Every year, this is the same, this ruse that people fall for. And it seems to be earlier this year. I don't know if that's because allergies are so much worse and people are thinking maybe if they get a flu shot, that will somehow mitigate the problems that they're having with their allergies. I don't know that that's intelligent thinking, but I heard somebody say that. Yeah, I'm going to get a shot. It'll be good for my allergies. So what about flu shots?
Absolutely worthless.
Yeah. So put water in your veins. That's it.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. There's influenza A and there's influenza B that make up the majority of flu virus that people get during the year. And every year this stuff mutates. And what's going to show up in the vaccines for this fall or in winter season is the virus from last year, because that's the only thing they have to capture. And it's already mutated. That's one of the basic nature of the viral existence in the first place, is constant mutation. And the evidence that's coming out now is just overwhelming, just remarkable how ineffective and how dangerous this stuff is, because it has as much mercury in a standard flu shot today that if that spilled on the floor, you would be required by federal law to call the EPA to come and clean it up. But if you inject it in your body, it's okay.
My God, isn't it amazing? And yet the establishment will tell you, oh, no, there's not very much, and don't worry about it. And yet the autism rate continues to skyrocket, and you have these people, depending on who pays for the studies, say, oh, no, it's not related to that at all. Look at the CDC says, no, don't worry about it. Yeah, right.
Well, one other thing about the CDC numbers is if you look up the CDC facts, and it's all public information, for flu deaths last year, it'll be anywhere between 30 and 45,000.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is, the truth is it's less than 2,000. It's about 1,500 people. And the problem is, they go into the hospital with severe flu symptoms. They develop pneumonia.
Yep.
They die from the pneumonia. But it's not considered a pneumonia death. It's considered a flu death. Because that's why they were admitted, even though the symptoms of the flu disappear as the symptoms of pneumonia take over. So it's a false figure on the part of the CDC. They even admit it themselves in their own official publications. The majority of flu deaths really are because of complications due to pneumonia.
All right, let's talk about contradictions for a minute here. There's a contradiction right there. Here's another contradiction. For last 4 or 5 years that I know of, you and Ken Kronhaus, who's our other medical person here on Good Day, have been talking about vitamin D. I don't know who started it, not important, but most everybody now seems to be following the conventional wisdom that vitamin D is very important for you, until last week, when there's another vitamin D. I mean, in 1 week, it seems to me there were 2 studies about vitamin D. One of them says you don't got enough, you'll be depressed. The other one says if you have too much, it'll be bad for your kidneys or your internal organs. It's like having too much of A or K, which are not water-soluble. And D, I guess, depends on the kind of capsule you're getting, right?
What the heck
do people believe, Jack? People don't know what to believe.
The thing is, it has to be kept straight. Did it come out of a laboratory mixture bowl, or did it come from food? And that always makes the biggest difference in the world, because when you hear reports come out that say vitamin D will cause calcification of the kidneys, hardening of the arteries, vitamin C will cause hardening of the arteries, vitamin A will cause birth defects, vitamin E will cause problems with the heart. But at the end of the study, they always say the same thing. When these vitamins were derived from food sources, no such symptoms were observed.
You see, nobody ever reads that. Nobody ever hears that. Nobody ever sees that. And so, therefore, what you get out of the study is confusion. What do I do? Do I take vitamin D or I don't take vitamin D? And again, back to what you said, most people don't know whether it's artificially created or it actually came from the food. If you buy Standard Process or a company called Pure that does some good things as well, then you get...
Yes, as long as it comes from food.
Yeah, right. Food-based. And it will say that on the label, will it not?
Well, it'll list the foods it came from.
Yeah.
As opposed to listing the chemical name of the vitamin and how much. The only way they can possibly know how much to put on the label is because they knew what they put in the mixing bowl in the first place. But when it lists vitamin D from, such as cod liver oil. I mean, that's why our grandparents, or our great-grandparents, gave our parents cod liver oil, because it's one of the richest sources of vitamin D on the planet.
Yeah.
And the kids didn't get sick during the winter when they would get it, because there wasn't enough sunshine to give them the vitamin D through the skin.
So let's return back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when we all took cod liver oil. Why not? Makes good sense, right?
Well, either that or a good half hour of sun exposure once or twice a week, where at least your arms and your face and neck are exposed to the sun without any glass in between.
All right, no problem with that. Farmer tan. We have lots of opportunity on the farm.
The farmer tan.
Cover it up, that's right, or to get it exposed.
Yeah.
Hi, Jack, thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell with three important medical items for your consideration and FYI. JackStockwell.com is his website, which is full of all kinds of handy information. Why not check it out? Where are we, Richie? Oh, it looks like 48 past the hour.
There you go.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to Go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Well, I thought we got rid of this bump. How did you? No. Where'd you get this?
I like it. This is No Doubt.
Yeah, we play this all the time. It's boring.
We play it all the time for a good reason. It's a great song.
Boring. Boring. 51 after on Good Day. Boring.
Boring.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dustin Hoffman's birthday to celebrate today, as one often thinks of him as one of our better actors. Don't they? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Don't we normally think in a collective that there's something special about Dustin Hoffman?
I would agree. I mean, I would think in the 70s and 80s, and even maybe the early 90s, I would say yes. I don't know about in 2012 if people feel that way, but I certainly feel that he's a terrific actor.
I turned 75 today. He wow. And another, there will be celebrating another actor's birthday, I think in a week or so, who is his college roommate, I think 3 of the 4 years they were in school. You know who I'm talking about? Same age, and accomplished just about as much with his career, and his last name begins with the same letter that Dustin Hoffman's last name begins with. Anybody know who we're talking about? Yes, you will all know.
Hmm.
No. Well, I know we went to acting school with Gene Hackman.
Yes, that's
Gene
true.
Hackman. I love him.
Hackman. They went to acting in college together. That's where they went. I think they were at Emerson, as a matter of fact, if my memory serves me correctly. It was a school like Emerson. It wasn't Emerson. It was a school like Emerson. They've been friends. And I think the only movie they've ever been in together was when Hoffman was the lawyer.
Yes,
for
yeah.
John, your Cusick.
It was called Runaway Jury.
Yeah,
right?
Great movie. Oh, it's a wonderful movie. And Hackman plays such a great bad guy. I think that's one of his better, more recent roles. Hackman, just a real cur.
I remember reading a story one time when Dustin Hoffman was talking about Gene Hackman and Gene Hackman's acting coach when they were in acting school early on before they hit big. Told Hackman, you'll never make it because you just come across too natural. You don't feel like you're acting. Well, that's why he's so good.
Right, exactly. That's why it worked, in fact. All right, Dustin Hoffman.
But Hackman is older than Hoffman. I think Gene Hackman, I believe, is 82.
Is he?
Yeah, I believe he's 82.
I don't know. I thought they were the same age. All right, well, listen, I don't know everything, Chucker. I just claim to know everything. All right.
Yeah, well, I know that all too well.
Perfect. Okay. Let's get to our movie of the day. This is a Dustin Hoffman movie. So you get that to you as we get started. Three excerpts from the movie. You hear the audio. You know what the movie is. You call us at 800-510-8255 to win the swell prize we haven't won before in Movie Moments. Richie, hit the first clue.
There is now a level zero.
No help.
800-510-8255. Chuck, does that help you?
No.
All right, next clue.
Well done, students. If you were trying to disappoint me.
Still no help.
800.
I say I know it.
Yeah. Animated, right?
Would you say, yeah, I was, thank you.
No, I don't believe so. The character has been animated before, but this is, I believe this is a live-action movie.
Huh.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, I know what it is. I think I saw this.
Yeah. All right, let's try the last clip.
I vowed to train you, and you have been trained. You are free to eat.
I think I know.
I don't know it.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Is Darth Vader in this?
Yeah.
No. Is Darth Vader in this?
No, he was on the Star Wars movie.
Yeah. All right, but this is an animated movie. 800, right?
It is, right?
Yeah, it's
okay,
movie.
I think I know it.
800-510-8255. Is this guy is a quality guy. All right, Chuck, what do you have in the movie news bag?
Okay, Joss Whedon, the director of the wildly successful summer film The Avengers, is officially signed on to write and direct the sequel. That should please fans of the property, as he did a great job. The movie was wildly entertaining and made $650 million
great
at
movie.
The U.S. box office.
Really good.
That certainly made Marvel Enterprises pretty happy. You know, speaking of Marvel, they got a good thing going. They're currently shooting Iron Man 3 and have sequels to Captain America and Thor going into production this year. In terms of just going to superhero franchises, in terms of Warner Brothers' Batman franchise, I would say the studio will probably stay dormant sometime in the next 12 months and then announce, my guess will be, a Batman reboot sometime down the line. Opening today in theaters, Doug, is Hope Springs with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones playing an aging married couple.
Yeah,
reviews are very positive. I think this will have legs at the box office.
Yeah, so you got two good movies this weekend opening up, in fact.
And opening tomorrow is The Bourne Supremacy with the Jeremy Renner.
Bourne Legacy.
Reviews. I think it'll have a decent opening weekend, but I think The Expendables 2, which opens next week, has a clear path to have a few good weeks at the box office.
Absolutely. All right, George in Alaska, what's the name of the movie?
Hook.
Hook, that's a good guess, actually.
That was my guess, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't work, though. John's in State College, Pennsylvania. John, what do you think it is?
Kung Fu Panda.
It is Kung Fu Panda. You got the prize, sir. Very good job. Thank you. Hold on just a second.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.